With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton pushed back against allegations today of voter fraud in the May special election. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In July, the Republican Secretary of State testified before the State Administration and Veterans Affairs Interim Committee, saying that hundreds of ballot signatures were illegal in last May's special congressional election. The statement came in the context of urging lawmakers not to dismiss the possibility of voter fraud in Montana just because it hasn't been reported.
We all have to take a real hard look. We've never had voter fraud in Montana this century. I mean, nobody. And ask yourself, if we had no DUIs, if we had no, you know, shoplifting, if we had no sexual assaults, would we really say that we don't have those things, or would we say we don't have voter fraud because we've never pursued it or we don't understand? In this special election, for example, over 300 signatures were illegal statewide.
After that statement, the Democratic chair of the SAVA committee, Sue Malik, sent a formal request to Stapleton asking for more information about the number of fraudulent votes in each county, the reason those votes were considered fraudulent, and what legal actions have been taken in counties against alleged fraud. Thursday, in response to that request, the Secretary of State's Chief of Staff, Christy Jacobson, appeared before the SAVA committee to read a letter from Stapleton. The letter said Senator Malik's request incorrectly cited an article from the Associated Press reporting that Stapleton claims 360 cases of voter fraud in Montana. While the AP article never directly says the Secretary of State alleges hundreds of cases of voter fraud, it does say Stapleton asserts more than 360 illegal ballots were cast in the last statewide election. The Secretary of State's office uses the term illegal or mismatched ballot signatures interchangeably. It also defines illegal differently than fraud, which is much more serious and requires proving intent. Anthony Johnstone, an associate professor of constitutional and election law at the University of Montana, agrees with the Secretary of State's interpretation of those terms. He said ballots can be illegal but not fraudulent, and those terms should never be confused. County election administrators have said statements by the Secretary of State about potential fraud in Montana unnecessarily cast doubt upon the state's electoral process. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.